know, special things happen when you play for 60 minutes. You know, our team, we played for 60 minutes today. Offense didn't play that well. D played, you know, good today. And when we play 60 minutes, this is what happens. We get wins.
Now, obviously, you know, to play the 60 minutes, what did you see just in terms of some of the flow? Obviously, this is difficult offense learning. You finally had a game in regular season form to play with it. Just how would you say the team transitioned?
Well, you know, we have a lot of things that we have to work on. You know, we had too many three and outs today as an offense. You know, we know that we can move the ball on anybody, but, you know, we killed ourselves today. But, you know, D played good, you know, they did enough, and we got that win at the end.
What were you thinking when you saw Brandon's play happen?
I mean, it was just unbelievable. You know, I was hoping the clock would run out as he was running down to the end zone, but, you know, it seemed like, you know, the play was drawn up and it was executed perfectly.
You've been in a lot of openers before. How does this one rank in terms of what you saw in terms of how it ended?
You know, this one ranks at the top. You know, nothing beats this right here. And it was a great win for the Broncos on the home opener.
Daniel, the fact that in week one, everyone played 60 minutes. I mean, that's something else, isn't it? The fact that it happened this soon?
You know, I mean, you know, we talked about it all year, you know, just playing 60 minutes. And this what we did today. We didn't give up, and we got that win.
Is this the type of momentum that's going to really carry into that week of practice to get things corrected that you need?
It is, you know, and it's the type of momentum we need for the season.